Okay, it's time to move on here, and it's time for the Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it is my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week from Clinton High School Basketball, Grant Stockford. And Grant, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Hey, thank you for having me.
And you were named the MVP of Holiday Tournament this last week, and your team's looking pretty good this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. 5-0 for first time in I don't know how long.
So tell us about your last game, points-wise, rebounding.
Last game I had 30 points. I can't remember how many rebounds and
double-double, though, right?
Yeah, double-double, and then 5 or 6 assists.
So a pretty good all-around game for you in the championship of the Clinton Holiday Tournament.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, always good to play a good game in the championship of a tournament, that's
definitely
for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about your team, some of your teammates that are helping you along the way.
Oh, all of my teammates are helping me. I mean, we're really deep this year, so, I mean, a lot of people are getting a lot of playing time, and I mean, everybody really knows their role, and everybody's really getting it together, and everyone just seems to click this year.
It sounds like you have a veteran team, kids that have been around a while.
Yeah, it's a lot different from last year because last year's a lot of new faces, but this year it's everybody's on the same page and everybody's new and not new, but experienced on the court.
Well, and I'm assuming, you know, these are guys that you've played all the way from the time you were little kids together, a lot of them anyways, maybe not all of them, but...
Actually, it's, I think, 3 of our starters are from different schools originally.
Oh, okay.
So...
Looking back at your schedule, of course, you start out with a nice win over Manchester, who's a rival of Clinton, and always good to beat your rivals.
I think that's always the first game, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, then a couple LCAA wins, Columbia Central and Blissfield. And I think the Blissfield game was one of our cave games.
Yes, and I was down there watching that game, and you guys went out to a big lead, and then all of a sudden Blissfield hit some big threes there toward the end. But, but you kind of stalled it out there to win it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, of course, to get to 5-0, you win a couple games in your holiday tournament against some local schools in Sand Creek and Britton Deerfield. Is that a tournament that you guys have always had, or is this the first year for it?
I believe this is the first year. Okay. I mean, it's been the first time since I was in high school.
Okay, so, I didn't remember that being a tournament in recent years. So
And I think we kind of went away from tournaments along the holiday for a while there, and now I think they're more in vogue now and kind of coming back.
Well, I think, you know, and being able to play 22 games now instead of 20, I think that's where a lot of schools are going to fill those extra 2 games is some kind of tournament. And Christmas break seems to be a great time to do it because you don't usually have a lot of games. So,
Grant, do you play other sports besides basketball?
Yeah, I run track as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Let me guess. High jump.
Yep.
Seems to be a lot of basketball players do high jump and long jump. And if I remember correctly, you did quite well last year.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
We had a pretty good 4-by-1 team. And
okay.
Yeah.
You guys had a good track season. Of course, Jeff Bowman, who is a Clinton alum, you know, he and I talk Clinton a lot just because he likes to talk a lot about Clinton. And I remember, you know, when we were in track season last spring, he kept saying how you guys were having a really good season. So,
well, you're 5-0 and early in the season now, but. There are some games coming up. I'm sure you have circled on your calendar, and I think I know which one that is.
Oh, yeah.
tell us about, you know, your goals for the season as far as a team, maybe some personal goals you have.
Well, really our goal is just to make it as far as we can in the playoffs. I mean, ultimately the goal is just to win. It's really
– Well, and you know, Pat alluded to the schedule coming up, and the LCAA, you know, playing in it, is always tough.
Yeah.
And one of the games coming up is that game against Onsted, and that's going to be one of our cave broadcast games on January 10th. But, of course, you have a game before that against Hudson. So it's nice coming out of the break looking at your schedule. A couple home games.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't have to go on the road, and that'll be maybe a nice way to get yourselves back into, you know, playing. I mean, I know you're practicing and staying in shape and all that stuff right now, but getting into that schedule, two quality teams out of the LCAA,
oh, yeah.
But the nice thing is they've got to come to your place and, you know, maybe a little home court advantage
yeah.
for you there.
As far as the rest of the schedule goes, besides Onsted, who are some of the other teams that you think you're going to have, you know, some trouble with?
I would definitely say Ida. They always play us tough. Same with Dundee. They, both of those teams always end up playing us really tough, and it's always close down to the wire kind of games.
So as far as your game is concerned, what are some of the things that you really do well and maybe some things that you got to work on a little bit?
Personally, I would say like my mid-range jump shot has really been working for me this year. And something I need to work on is I think is a lot of our team is handling more pressure. If we can do that, I mean, that's really been our big issue coming down the court, can't really mm-hmm. handle pressure as much.
Well, you know, and I'm sure Coach Chavez and the other coaches, that's something you guys work on daily in
yeah.
practice,
oh,
I
yeah.
would guess. You know, pretty solid coaching staff over there at Clinton.
Absolutely. And are you a senior?
Yes, I am a senior.
Any inklings of maybe doing some basketball or track at the next level?
Yeah, I plan on going to college for basketball the next year. I'm not sure where yet, but
like Division III, II, or
I have interest from. I have a roster spot from Adrian College, and then nice. I have one from Defiance in Ohio, and then I'm getting looked at by a couple other schools right now.
Very well, nice.
That's yeah. great.
That's
great.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So
good to have options.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So you're going through that recruiting process then,
yeah.
and I'm sure that's kind of fun, but you know, it's kind of weary too.
Yeah, it's stressful, but at the same time, it's also just fun.
Yeah.
Enjoying yeah. it.
Now it's nice to get phone calls from coaches
yeah.
wanting you to come to
watch
their place.
Your games when they can.
Yeah,
and,
yeah
you know.
Definitely.
So, you know, what's the advantage for you? Staying home, maybe at Adrian, or going away to a different college a little farther away?
I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
There are pros and cons to both schools, but I really like them both. So.
Well, and that, like I said, it's good to have choices, a couple places at least that, you know, are interesting to you for basketball for sure, but also for the school part of it. And, you know, you can come out of there with a degree that, you know, you
yeah.
want to maybe something you'd like to do the rest of your
Looking
life.
Looking at yeah. the academic side, what would you maybe like to do and what would you like to major in college?
Right now I'm thinking either sports management or like graphic design,
mm-hmm.
something along
Very
those
good.
Lines.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely jobs out there in those fields,
oh,
for
yeah.
sure.
You talked about one of your goals is to go deep into the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of teams out there that are going to be pretty tough. What would you consider successful as far as going in the tournament?
Definitely winning districts. That's no question.
Now, is Onsted in your district?
No, they're in a different division.
Okay,
so
right.
they're not even.
Okay.
We wouldn't have to.
All right. So, you know, that eliminates one obstacle.
Yeah. So, winning districts, hopefully making the regional final, and there we would most likely have to play E-Course, which they have a couple really good guards mm-hmm. on that team, so that would definitely be a big challenge, and hopefully winning that game as well.
All right.
To say I'm trying to find your district here on the MHSA
it's
website.
In the 80s, I think.
Yeah,
it's
I was going to say it's taken me a minute because it shows me all of them for the entire state,
yeah.
not by division.
And you know they're going to be drawing here, I think, pretty soon, aren't they? For for district play
sometime,
yeah.
usually in February, because now
Is
it's
it?
Seeded, so they have to wait till the rankings come out, because I
okay.
think I can't remember if it's just the top two teams in each district are given mm-hmm. that bye. You guys are at Hudson.
Yes.
Yeah. Addison, Columbia Central, Clinton, Hudson, Manchester, and Sand Creek, which you'll have played almost all of those teams
yeah.
by the end of the season. I think, remembering your schedule, the only one you won't have played would be Addison, and you're going to play Columbia Central and Hudson a couple times.
Yeah.
So that'll be nice. You'll have a pretty good feel of what you're facing going into districts at least.
Well, Grant, we want to congratulate you again on being named our Athlete of the Week from 96.5 The Cave.
Thank you.
And for being the LISD Athlete of the Week, continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. And we have a little sticker there for you to remember the cave by.
Thank you. Thank
good,
you very much.
Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.